The Open Source Seed Initiative is like open source computer software. The idea is to share, no strings attached. And that's what about 50 people did at an outdoor rally on a chilly spring day. Each person received their choice of new vegetable or grain varieties.
Lift up your seed packet, if you would. So together, let's read this.
By opening this packet, you pledge that you will not restrict others' use of these seeds and their derivatives by patents, licenses, or any other means.
Tom Stearns led the pledge. He sells organic seeds in Vermont and has supported the Open Source Seed Initiative, which attracts a lot of seed breeders and academics. Stearns says commercial seed sellers like himself also want to assure the genetic diversity of plants. He says it's not just farmers' crop seeds that get patented. Increasingly, it's garden seeds.
We have this threat through intellectual property of them being locked up and not available to be used.
UW environmental sociology professor Jack Kloppenberg and horticulture professor Erwin Goldman helped organize the campaign. Kloppenberg says big ag giants, which patent seeds, do promote diversity to a point.
They may, if it's profitable, and there is the issue, is that the seed trade is so dominated now by a narrow range of companies.
He says seed diversity is needed to successfully grow all kinds of food and agricultural products, not just corn, soybeans, and cotton. Shameen Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.